We got a bank that is now having, you know, you tap your phone at the ATM to save you 12 seconds. That's all they want to do is they save you 12 seconds. And we got queues out the door at Home Affairs. Someone explain it to me, please.
First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootis.
Well, there is later this year the BRICS Future Skills Challenge, and this would allow people from the BRICS countries, including us, to compete. The SA BRICS Business Council is looking for tech gurus. I almost said young people. They're not necessarily the same thing. Joanne Brink is the founder of TechWays and project lead at BRICS Future Skills. Joanne, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
All right. I laugh at myself when I say I nearly said young people. You're looking really for tech gurus. What kind of people are you looking at?
Yeah, well, you weren't entirely wrong. It's young people in the broader sense, so 16 to 35. And essentially, if you are in university, if you're in TVET college, or even a young professional that has skills in the areas around, you'll have to go look on our website for the full list, but I'll give you some ideas. So it's mobile app development, drones, digital twin, data science, cybersecurity. There's a list of 12 skills. If you, if anyone is interested, visit bricsfutureskills.co.za. And we'd love as many to apply as possible by the 30th of June. This is a phenomenal opportunity for young people to showcase their skills and on a global scale, not just on a South African level.
Okay, so I mean, what would you actually be doing in the competition? How does it work?
So, Stephen, it's like a massive hackathon. So there will be real-world case studies. Our theme for this year is, our focus areas are energy, water, and health. And so most of the experts that are supporting these skill areas will be designing real challenges that the youth will be able to come up with solutions using their technical area of expertise to address a specific challenge. So, for instance, renewable energy, the theme for the year is focusing on more rural areas. And so, I mean, I'm not going to give the challenge away, but you will be coming up with a renewable energy solution that addresses the more rural areas.
Okay. And what do you have to, have a qualification to compete? Do you just have to show that you know your stuff?
Just have to show that you know your stuff. Obviously, qualifications do help because it automatically shows us that you know your stuff. But if you the application form doesn't require that you have a qualification in these areas. If you can show prior experience, that you have worked with the softwares that are required for some of the skill areas, then that's good enough. So the deadline is 30th of June, and then we'll be going through a selection process to pick our top 10 South Africans for each of these areas. So we'll then be taking 120 South Africans to the BRICS Future Skills Challenge, which will be in Johannesburg over 12 to 15 September. And that's where you'll really get to showcase your stuff. It's going to be, Stephen, it's going to be so exciting. The top candidates will be presenting their solutions in a sort of Dragon's Den format, which will be really great to watch for anyone that is interested in these different areas. It will also be a chance for any companies that are looking to pick up amazing talent. I mean, really, these are going to be the top talent in the country.
Joanne Brink, thanks very much indeed. Founder of TechWays and project lead at for BRICS Future Skills.
This is SAFM Sport with Zai Khan.
Zai, good morning. I miss my football philosopher, Benny McCarthy.
Yeah, he's got a big task at hand. Can his team take on Manchester City and win that FA Cup final come Saturday, the 3rd of June? So they do have one piece of silverware. That's McCarthy and Man United. They beat Newcastle in the EP.